The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, it's a great pleasure to welcome historical content creator Jane Casey, who's amassed over 58,000 Instagram followers through her unearthing such unrecognised relics. And it's a pleasure to welcome you to the studio here this morning,
Jane.
Now we're going to have a whiskey fire, an elephant under the ivy gardens. Let's start with 1875 and this whiskey fire.
Yeah, so that was perfect. That summarises what I do exactly. I love to deepen people's appreciation for Ireland, for Dublin and everything that we have around us, because there's history on every corner. And the Great Dublin Whiskey Fire, I think, is a great one for St. Patrick's Day. And many people don't know about it. So in 1875, there was a massive explosion in a bonded storehouse in the Liberties. So at the time, that was called the Golden Triangle. There was many distilleries there. There's still a couple. Teeling Distillery there is fantastic. But this bonded storehouse exploded and sent hundreds of thousands of gallons of whiskey flowing through the streets of the Liberties. So down our D Street and Chamber Street.
And was it vandalised or how did it come
so
about?
So no one knows how the fire actually started, but it did. It could have been arson, we don't know. But the issue was there were so many gallons of whiskey that it just completely exploded. And they say the river was about 6 inches deep and it was like lava flowing through the Liberties.
And were people killed?
So 13 people died, but not because of smoke inhalation or burns. They actually scooped up the whiskey in their boots, in their mugs, jugs, anything that they could, and drank it and died of whiskey poisoning or alcohol poisoning, should I say.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
My God. Mm-hmm. My great-great-grandfather was one of... Remember Hague Whiskey and Bell's Whiskey?
Oh, yeah.
They came over to Bow Street and they set up that.
Well, there you go, yeah.
And Jemison all came from that. It was actually called Jemison. I didn't even get a bottle of whiskey out of it. But anyway, tell us the next one up is the Four Corners of Hell.
Yeah, so actually just around the corner from where the Great Whiskey Fire happened is the Four Corners of Hell, or at least the colloquial nickname for that junction. So it's Kevin Street, New Street, Dean Street and Patrick Street.
Yeah, I know it, yeah.
You know it, yeah?
Near Cork Street there.
Exactly, yeah.
And a betting shop around there. So tell me, what are the Four Corners of Hell? Like, what happened there?
So historically, there would have been a pub on each corner. And right smack bang in the middle, there was an old Victorian public toilet, which is actually still there. It's closed. And many people wonder, do you know what? A taxi driver told me this story.
Yeah.
And I looked into it. It was true. He said, you know what that is? That's an old toilet. So the Victorian toilet's still there. You can see it. But it's called the Four Corners of Hell because at closing time, all the pubs would spill out into the street. None of them had plumbing. So everyone was fighting over the jacks. And there would be, all hell would break loose.
The bomb shelter. Tell us about that. This World War II.
World War II. So there's a couple of bomb shelters under some of our best known parks in Dublin. So many people might know the big grassy mound in Merrion Square. If you go up to the top of it and stamp your feet, you'll notice it's hollow. And that's because it is a bomb shelter. It can fit about 1,000 people.
I know that. It's near the corner there. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And there's actually another
and
one.
How do you find out all this stuff?
It's all out there. I always just say I'm not an academic historian by any stretch, but if you know what questions to ask, you can find the answers quite easily.
Well, now we've won to beat Banagher. An elephant buried in the Ivy Gardens.
Yeah. So there, in a nutshell, there's an elephant buried in the Ivy Gardens.
But elephant's quite big. I mean, is it cut up in bits or what?
I'm not sure if it's cut up. Well, yes, I suppose it would be. So this would have been an elephant in Dublin Zoo in the 1920s that died and was given to UCD Veterinary Department to dissect. Now, back then, UCD would have been in the National Concert Hall, same building. And after they were done with the elephant, they buried it there in the archery grounds in Ivy Gardens.
Right. And in terms of tours and that kind of thing, so on Patrick's Day, you're going to the Teeling Whiskey. Do you have a website or how do people access?
Yeah, the team at Teeling asked me to give a tour. They asked me to take over for one tour. And, you know, it's incredible. It's such a great experience there. It's world-class facility.
Yeah, I've been in it, yeah.
You have, it's great, isn't it? Now, unfortunately, my tour is sold out.
Okay.
But I would recommend anyone who's interested in a good day.
But do you do tours generally?
I don't. This is my first tour I've ever done.
So you just do your social media?
Yeah, I have a journalism background. So, and I work in social media. I do advertising. So this is kind of a hobby that sprung from it.
Now, we are residing and we're talking to you in Marconi House.
Yeah.
What's your story about Marconi House?
Yeah, I love this. So many people might know that Guglielmo Marconi...
he was also, would you believe it? So they did this programme, Who the Hell Cares Who You Are?
Yeah.
It was an RTE programme. They could bring you all through your ancestry.
Of course, yeah.
And Marconi, who did the first bit of SOS across the Atlantic, he was in the Jemison family.
He was, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a great Irish link, but also some of his most noteworthy, I suppose... inventions were tested here. So one such example of this is in Moran Park House in Dunleary. So it's the old harbour master house right beside the library there. And this is where the first transmission was made from his new invention, the radio, for journalism purposes. So he was out in a tugboat off Dunleary Harbour, and he sent the results back by radio of the Kingstown Regatta to Moran Park House. And that was the first time radio was ever used in journalism. So to think none of us would be here in Marconi House if it wasn't for him and that day in Dunleary.
Okay. And the last one you have for us is St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Yeah, this is one of my favourite little Dublin nuggets. So the phrase to chance your arm, so or to call someone a chancer, actually comes from the...
A lot of those in Marconi House.
A lot of chancers. That comes from Norman times, 15th century. There was two Norman families fighting over a prestigious title, Lord Deputy. And they got in a big brawl, were fighting, and one of them retreated to St. Patrick's Cathedral. And the other family said, OK, we'll do a truce. And they said, we don't believe you. So the family stuck their hand through the door, cut a hole in it and said, there you go, I'll shake your hand through the door. Thus chancing his arm.
That's where that originated from.
Yeah, and it's still there in St. Patrick's Cathedral, actually. It's called the Door of Reconciliation.
So how do you become a Jane Casey follower?
You go onto Instagram or TikTok, and my handle there is at janecasey.ie.
At janecasey.ie. Well, Dublin is food, and like it's, you know, you have the Vikings, you have the different eras, all the different people who came to Dublin, as well as the more contemporary historical things. Well, we wish you well, and we encourage everyone to follow you. Now, we've got a number of texts in relation to the nicknames. Dermot Connolly, dad taught him Marino. His nickname was Dinter. He was a hurler and amateur boxer. Came from his pronunciation of the Inter certificate. Jackie Bulger texts me to say there's two in racing. Darky Prendergast and Mouse Morris, of course. Kevin Boxer Moran, the politician, and the Iron Lady. I said there was no politicians. Well, that's our lot for today. I'll be back with you at 9 a.m. in the morning. A reminder that our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.